From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting, topping the news, a possible ID of the Islamic State executioner. Media reports are saying the masked Islamic State militant who appeared in several videos of hostage beheadings has been tentatively identified. Reports quoting friends of Mohammed Emwazi as saying they believe he is the tall, London-accented speaker dubbed Jihadi John. Qasim Qureshi works with Muslims in conflict with British intelligence services. He's not sure Emwazi is Jihadi John, but he knows him.
You might be surprised to know that the Muhammad that I knew was extremely kind, extremely gentle, extremely soft-spoken, was the most humble young person that I knew.
Emwazi is reported to be a Kuwaiti-born, middle-class Londoner who practiced Islam. European intelligence sources are refusing to confirm the identification, and a U.S. National Security Council spokeswoman could not confirm or deny the reports about the identity of the so-called Jihadi John. An activist group says the number of Assyrian Christians kidnapped by Islamic State militants in northeastern Syria is now up to at least 220. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the fighters captured people during the past 3 days as they took control of 10 villages in the Haseka province. Ukrainian troops have begun withdrawing artillery from a front-line eastern village near the devastated town of Debaltseve under the watchful eye of European monitors overseeing a ceasefire deal reached earlier this month. This is VOA News. A Saudi man accused of being an early leader of al-Qaeda was convicted on 4 counts of conspiracy in connection with the 1998 bombings of 2 U.S. embassies in East Africa. 52-year-old Khalid Al-Fawaz was found guilty Thursday by a jury in New York. Al-Fawaz was not accused of helping to plan the bombings. The August 1988 bombings of the U.S. embassies in Kenya and Tanzania killed 224 people. Al-Fawaz faces a maximum sentence of life in prison. Nigerian President Goodluck Jonathan paid a surprise visit on Thursday to the country's northeast, the epicenter of the Boko Haram insurgency. President met with Nigerian troops in Baga and Mubi, 2 towns the army recently recaptured from the insurgents. But violence in the northeast continued Thursday. Witnesses are saying a suicide bomber killed at least 19 people in the border Borno state town of Biu, the site of previous attacks claimed by Boko Haram. A second person attempted a suicide bombing in the same area, but was killed before he could detonate his explosives. There is growing concern in Australia about young women supporting radical Islamic groups. Phil Mercer has details.
Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop has told Parliament that an increasing number of Australian women were heading to Iraq or Syria to join husbands fighting with Islamic State or to marry a militant. She's warned potential Islamic State recruits, however, that the group's attitudes towards women were utterly appalling and said if they travelled to the Middle East, it will be no romantic adventure. She warned that foreign women had ended up as sex slaves and, in some cases, suicide bombers. Bishop told MPs that females accounted for nearly 20% of all foreign jihadis in Syria and Iraq, and said the number of Australians joining their ranks was a worrying sign. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Cuban delegation will be at the U.S. State Department today to talk about restoring diplomatic ties with the United States. For the first time since 1961, all of this a part of President Obama's initiative to end the trade embargo against Cuba. A senior State Department official said today's session will focus solely on what needs to be done to open embassies in Washington and Havana as quickly as possible. Cuba has said it is linking the embassy issue to whether the U.S. drops it from the State Department list of state sponsors of terrorism. The official said the U.S. delegation is not linking the two issues and that the review of terrorism list is a separate, ongoing process. You can get more news by going to our website at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.